Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library on this kind of cool Tuesday afternoon, Cindy.
Yes, it is cool, isn't it?
That's
but,
right.
You know, what can you say in Minnesota in fall?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised we haven't had snow on the ground yet.
Well,
it's coming, though.
I don't even like that word, though.
But you like Christmas, don't you?
Well, I like Christmas, but maybe just a little bit of the white stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, how did the author, I got to ask you, how did the author went last week with the Glensheen Mansion thing?
I was just shocked. We had a lot of people in attendance. I mean, it was just surprising, and he was so informative. I mean, this was his first big break as a reporter, was the murders at Glensheen.
Mm-hmm.
And so here he was, a 22-year-old reporter, and fell into this and has tracked it his whole entire career, because, I mean, we know this happened a long time ago, but he really has. He's kind of followed the story and the people involved and gave us so much information. I think everybody was just riveted.
Yeah. Well, it is quite
so
the story.
Good. Yeah, it was. And what's just weird is the murderer, I mean, got away with it.
Yeah, I toured, like I said last time, my wife and I toured the Glensheen Mansion in Duluth there for the first time this past summer, and it's quite the place, and quite the people that live there.
Yeah, it is, it's quite the place, it just is,
yeah,
and I've been there a few times.
Yep.
They've had some library conferences at the mansion itself,
yep.
So I've had a few different tours over the years, but no one wants to talk about the murders, and
nope.
So it was just kind of refreshing to hear someone just give the facts,
yep.
About what really happened, and we just had such a nice mix of people. I was so thankful for all the attendees, and everything was very interesting.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, that's a hard act to follow, you know, so... And we've really had some great luck with some authors. We had an author in October that was super wonderful, Alan Eskins, and then, of course, Joe Kimball now in November. And now we have a bunch of other activities coming up, too, this month. Our preschool story time is this evening at 5:30. And then we have If You Give a Mouse a Brownie with story songs, a craft, fun things to do. And then also our friends at the Appleton Library Committee, Board, Group, however you want to say it, we also are meeting this evening at 6:30. And then every Wednesday we always have something going on here for kids, whether it's a take and bake, whether it's an in-person, mostly in-person. We've got some geometric art coming up, magnetic chess, paper quilling for teens, ball poppers. Oh my gosh, is that ever fun? We, of course, you know,
what is
for
that?
Safety reasons, are required to play all these games beforehand. So we've had quite a few magnetic chess games and the poppers, and oh my gosh, you know, honestly, this has got to be the most fun job anyone ever would have on Earth.
Yeah. You get to play with the games before the kids do then.
Yeah. Well, for safety reasons.
Oh, yeah.
For safety reasons.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a lots of fun after-school activities coming up. Also, we've got a couple of adult events. Our book club is meeting, of course, the end of the month. We're reading Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng. Also, we have a cornucopia floral arranging class for adults on Tuesday the 14th. And then, like I said, our friends' organizational meeting, plus we had the author event for adults. We've had a lot of things going on here. And, you know, we just keep gearing up for the next month and the next great thing. So it's just always fun and games here at the Appleton Public Library, I guess.
I guess, that's for sure. Well, what can you tell us about what are people reading?
Oh, there's so many cool nonfiction books to read about. Britney Spears, of course, has a book out called The Woman in Me. we need to say no more. I mean, you're hearing about it all over the place, you know, this and that and the other thing about Britney Spears. Also, McKay Copens has Romney, a staff writer at the Atlantic, profiles a Republican senator from Utah and former governor of Massachusetts. John Stamos with Daphne Young has a book out called If You Would Have Told Me, and that has had tons of buzz. I mean, anytime a pop star, a movie star has a book out, there's just tons of buzz out there about it. Everyone is chatting about this and that, and whether it's true. Emperor of Rome by Mary Beard. It's the author of SPQR questions some assumptions about imperial power as she examines the social and political world of the Roman emperors. So, yeah, some interesting reads. And then, of course, we've got some fiction. Lee Child and Andrew Child have a new book out called The Secret. It's the 28th book in the Jack Reacher series. And so if you thought that was only a movie, guess what? It's based on a very long line of books. Yeah. So if you enjoy the movie or the films, you might enjoy the books.
Okay.
And then Let Us Descend by Jessamy Ward is Annis, who was sold by a white enslaver who fathered her, tries to comfort herself with the memories of her mother and stories of her African warrior grandmother. So always something new coming out. If you have a favorite author or you're looking for a book recommendation, stop on down. We have a bunch of readers that work here, surprisingly. And so we've always got opinions on what you could look at reading, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met a librarian that doesn't like to read, so.
Well, you know, several of them listen to books.
Yep. Lydia does.
Yeah, because, you know, you're busy doing other things and this and that. And so a lot of people just, you know, there's so many ways that you can read. You know, you can listen to books. You can, you know, obviously read them. You can speed read them, which is what I kind of do. There's just lots of options out there for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've tried to listen to books, and be honest with you, Cindy, I've tried to listen to books, but my attention span's like 10 seconds, so I got to stay focused.
You have to have a really good book in order for you to do that, I think, too.
Yep, that's
true. You know, especially if focusing is, like, you know, like you said, I totally get it. I mean, there's been times I've been so into a book, though, that one of my nephews said, Cindy, you should not be listening to a book and driving. I will say no more about that.
Yeah, there we go. where's the library located now, Cindy?
Well, we are enjoying our third month. Yes, we started our third month, can you believe it, in our new space at 50 East Rooney. And if you have not stopped by, you really should come by and check us all out, because we've got lots of cool stuff happening here at the Appleton Library.
Yes, you do.
And our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and stay busy then.
Yeah, I think I have really absolutely no problem doing that.
Yeah, I guess not. Talk to you next time.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you. Have a great week.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.